Hi, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita for Sunday, July 20th. My name is Radha, and this is actually going to be a brief Vedic astrology update for this week. Sucharita is traveling in South India and can't join us this week. And I want to remind you that Dr. Pillai is holding a free live Google Hangout this Sunday at the time that we normally have our call. It's going to be 11 a.m. Eastern. It's going to be a great hangout, so you're very welcome to join that and learn more about how to jump into a new reality. Immediately following that, Dr. Pillai is going to be presenting a live bonus Guru Purnima call. If you purchased the Guru Purnima call 2 weeks ago, make sure to look in your email inbox for details on how to join. There's no extra charge for you. And if you missed the call 2 weeks ago, this could be a great chance to purchase the replay, and then you will also get to attend the live bonus call today on July 20th. It was 2 weeks ago. It was a very powerful initiation, so you may want to look into that. And we have the links posted on our blog for Sundays with Sucharita. So today, I just want to give a brief update for Vedic astrology. As you know, each month the sun transits into a new sign, and it powers it up. On July 16th, the sun moved into Cancer, which is the most nurturing and emotionally sensitive of all the signs. Cancer is known as Karkata in Sanskrit, and it's a watery sign symbolized by the crab. And the crab is a creature that lives between two worlds. It's part of the time in the ocean, and it spends part of its time on the shore. Cancer is ruled by the moon, which, as you may remember, is a planet that is associated with our mind and emotions, and it also has to do with goddess energy. The sun symbolizes our soul, activity, and royal consciousness as well. We could say that the sun is the king and the moon is the queen. So this transit, it's like the sun is staying in the queen's chambers or the queen's territory, and he's giving her his undivided attention this month. And so this is going to lead to an increase in the amount of goddess energy that's available to us. Goddess energy is very important. It's essential for manifesting, for relationships, happiness, and prosperity. And in fact, goddess energy, or Shakti, we could say, is a dynamic force that activates the entire universe. It is possible that the sun is not going to bring totally positive effects because the sun is not 100% comfortable in Cancer. And this has to do with the fact that Cancer is 12 houses away from the sun's own house of Leo. And the 12th house has to do with loss. So it's possible that this transit could bring up some fears, worries, anger, or laziness. Emotions may be especially active. The good news is that there's a remedy to avoid these bad effects, and that is simply to honor the goddess. Especially the Fridays this month are going to be very powerful with the goddess energy. Astroved.com has noted that prayers to the goddess on these Adi Fridays, as they're called, Adi is the name of this month where sun is in Cancer. So prayers to the goddess will be very good for career improvement, for having a better relationship with the boss, for improving health and well-being. So, and you're always welcome to honor the goddess at home with mantras and with offerings such as offering a candlelight, incense, fruit and flowers to a picture of the goddess, a yantra, or a statue. And Astrovet will also be having Adi Valley rituals performed at different goddess temples on those days. Another thing that will increase the blessings is that Jupiter is also going to be in Cancer alongside the sun. And Jupiter is exalted when he's in Cancer, so he's at maximum power. Jupiter is a 200% planet, 100% material, and 100% spiritual. So he is just going to amplify this energy and the blessings. Another thing that we have coming up is happening today, actually, Sunday, July 20th. Saturn is going to go direct in Libra. Saturn has been retrograde for about the past 4 months. He's been going backwards, but he's going to start going forward again. And Saturn is exalted in Libra. Saturn is a planet of perseverance, of discipline, of life lessons. Saturn is a planet of developing compassion. And he's exalted at maximum power when he's in Libra. Libra is a sign that has to do with balance and relationships. Saturn is only going to be in Libra for about the next 105 days. After that, in November, he's going to be transiting in Scorpio, where he's not going to have as much power. So this is a time right now where obstacles can be dissolved and more forward progress can be accomplished, especially in the area of career. So depending on how Saturn is affecting you, you may want to learn how to honor Saturn at home or through doing proxy rituals with Astrobed. It's pretty easy to honor Saturn at home. You do it on Saturdays, or you could do it on any day during the Saturn Hora. But basically, you can light a sesame oil lamp at those times and also make a donation to a donation of food or money to physically handicapped persons. The next thing we have coming up is a prodotium. This is the time when we have an opportunity to remove more of our karma. Usually karma is more like solid, but then twice a month on prodotium, it becomes more like a liquid, and we can clean away the karmas. So the prodotium is happening this Wednesday, July 23rd, and it's going through most of Thursday, July 24th, in North America. Since part of this prodotium falls on a Thursday, that is what is referred to as a guru prodotium. And at this time, when you do the karma busting techniques, it's possible to actually dissolve curses, if you have any, from gurus, educators, mentors, and elders. It could be curses that you got in another lifetime. So how you do the karma busting is 1.5 hours around sunset. You pour milk, water, and juice on a Shivalinga, and you chant the karma busting mantra, which is Tirunila Kantam Makaral Shivaya Namah. You can visualize blue light in your throat and pray for your karmas to be dissolved. To remove even more karma, you can roll a lime or a coconut over your throat, both sides of your head and your shoulders, while chanting the same mantra, Tirunila Kantam Makaral Shivaya Namah. Then you cut the lime or you break the coconut and throw it away. So the last power day that I want to let you know about this week is a new moon. It's a very good time to honor your ancestors and receive blessings from them. And our ancestors have a lot to do with the thoughts that come into our mind and also the level of success or lack thereof that we're experiencing right now. So this is one of the most powerful new moons of the year. There are three new moons that are especially powerful. This is one of them. It's known as Adi Amavasya. It's going to take place the afternoon of Friday, July 25th, and will continue into Saturday, July 26th. So if you perform the ancestor offering, which is called Tarpanam, this is going to empower your ancestors to cross over into the light, to be healed, and to send you blessings. It's a simple offering. It involves using some black sesame seeds, some raw white rice kernels, or you could use rice flour, a coin, and some water. And actually on the blog we have a link to a YouTube video that's called How to Do Ancestor Offering Tarpanam. And this gives you a simple step-by-step on how to do the tarpanam. And it doesn't take much time at all. So that is the outlook for this week. I hope this has helped you to get in touch with the energies that are available now and into the rest of the week. If you're wanting more detailed info, you're welcome to visit astroved.com and find out more. So actually hope to see you next Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern for the Sundays with Sujita call, and hope you have a great week. Thanks a lot. Bye.